Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
When did making plans get this complicated? It's time to streamline with WhatsApp, the secure messaging app that brings the whole group together. Use polls to settle dinner plans, send event invites and pin messages so no one forgets mom's 60th, and never miss a meme or milestone, all protected with end-to-end encryption. It's time for WhatsApp. Message privately with everyone. Learn more at whatsapp.com.
At Sierra, discover top workout gear at incredible prices, which might lead to another discovery. Your headphones haven't been connected this whole time. Awkward. Discover top brands at unexpectedly low prices. Sierra, let's get moving.
Tonight's the first date that's been weeks in the making. Hair? Done. Nails? Done. Every square inch of your body? Exfoliated. Then you see it. A pesky pimple the size of a respectable mountain. The good news? Mighty Patch Pimple Patches can absorb gunk in just 6 hours. Patch the problem area and shrink the look of whiteheads faster than your makeup skills could anyway. Shop Mighty Patch at all major retailers.
This is Reception Perception, the show. James Coe and Matt Harmon.
There's just no question. In a primetime island game, Stephon Diggs in the revengiest of revenge games. I wrote about him for Yahoo, and man, I loved what I saw there against Carolina. And again, applying that to what we were going to see against Buffalo, I don't think Buffalo's a very scary defense, to be honest with you. And this guy absolutely came through. 12 targets, 10 catches for 146. He absolutely put the team on his back in regards to the passing game. Hey, listen, Drake May had a great game. I'm not taking anything away from Drake May. But bro, when he got in trouble, who was he looking to? And who was making plays? Along the boundary, in the middle, deep, short, underneath. Diggs was everywhere. This was a vintage Stephon Diggs performance, Matt, because this is a guy that was winning literally all three levels, boundary, in the middle. It doesn't matter. Stephon Diggs was there.
Yeah. It was awesome to see Stephon Diggs in this spot. And you know, obviously it meant a lot to him personally. He was fired up about it. You could see him on the sideline. And everybody knows this that follows Reception Perception, knows my work. I'm a longtime Diggs backer. You know, he's a guy that I was really high on in Minnesota, that like this guy could be an elite receiver. He goes on to be an elite receiver in Buffalo. And obviously things burned out there, you know, and the two sides parted ways. But the reason that it was so exciting to see that game for me, because based on kind of the first few weeks of charting data, and I wrote about this, I believe, in the week two charting notebook, I didn't think it looked great for Diggs in isolation, which is obviously to be expected. He's a 30-plus-year-old wide receiver, and he's coming off a torn ACL from week eight of last season. We are still, as we sit here right now, not even a year removed from this guy tearing his ACL. But it wasn't even just the way he looked. It was the way the Patriots were using him. I talked about this. He was not on the field consistently. He wasn't a full-time player in the first couple of weeks of the season. And he was running like a quick slant on 40% of his routes, like just a little quick in-breaking route. There was nothing downfield. There was nothing like explosive to his route tree early on in the season. And I'm like, is this all we're going to get? Like, I really hope this is not what we're seeing here for the rest of the season, because I really loved the Diggs signing by New England. Like, people panned it for overpay, whatever. I was like, man, you need a veteran in this room, and you need somebody that has proven his ability to help young quarterbacks develop, because you need to develop Drake May. By the way, Drake May is a freaking dude. He's so awesome. So, like, we want to see that developed. And that's why I like the Diggs signing, because in Houston last year, he still showed not only could he beat zone coverage as a slot receiver, he could still win against man coverage. Over 70% success rate versus man and press coverage last year with Houston. So the first few results this year were a little disappointing. Then you get the week four game against the Panthers, where he sets a season high in route participation. Over 80% of the routes he ran in week four, and they blew out the Panthers. So he didn't even really play in the fourth quarter, like late in that game. So really, even that number was misleading in terms of how often he was involved. So I'm like, all right, I got to go revisit the Steph Diggs film. And I just thought the film in week four was great. He showed an ability to really consistently settle against zone coverage. Him and Drake May's chemistry looked really nice, which is why I
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
I think it made sense for them to, number one, Diggs is just like the reason he goes from being a day three draft pick to one of the top, in my opinion, three receivers in the league during his peak is because he's a crazy person in terms of work ethic and, you know, pushing and all of that. And like working at this whole thing, like working at the craft of the position. He's one of the best route runners in football because he works at the craft of the position. It's like, all right, well, he's already an outlier. Like, that's why he's out there, you know, earlier than expected based on the ACL timeline. The other part of it is you want to build chemistry in camp. And even if he's not perfect in terms of his own play early on the season, you want him getting those reps with Drake May in a live setting. And I think you could really see that then in week four. Those guys are just always on the right page in terms of zone coverage. But there were a couple of plays in week four against Carolina, where he runs against man coverage. I had him at an 80% success rate in that game, 26% of his routes, and he made some like explosive plays. Snapping off at the break point, he had one like go route win along the boundary where May puts it on the right back shoulder. That was great to see. So that was like kind of what was building coming into this week five game, and then it just really exploded against Buffalo where he went crazy there.
This episode is brought to you by White Claw Search. Great podcast pick, friend. No surprises there. After all, you're all about finding the tastiest flavors out there, just like White Claw Surge. And with big, bold flavors to enjoy, like blood orange, blackberry, cranberry, and more, it's time to go all in on taste. Unleash the flavor. Unleash White Claw Surge. Please drink responsibly. Hard seltzer with flavors. 8% alcohol by volume. White Claw Seltzer Works. Chicago, Illinois.
I think, again, you talk about that chemistry. Again, when a play breaks down, where is Drake May looking? And then also, where is Stephon Diggs? You know, I mean, when the play breaks down, he knows where Drake May is going. And generally, it's going to be drifting off to his right. A lot of young quarterbacks like drifting off to their right. And you could see Stephon Diggs do whatever he can to get into the field of vision of his young quarterback. And again, making those plays along the sideline. You know what's scary, Matt? It's a player that has not cracked 65% snap share yet. In Stephon Diggs. So yeah, you know what's crazy about all this is that he had obviously two tremendous games in back-to-back weeks, cracking the century mark there in weeks 4 and 5. But he played less than 50% of the snaps in week number 5. So this is a coaching staff that is still very much taking it slow, I think, with Stephon Diggs, because they're like, yeah, this guy's, I know he's a freak of nature, but he's over 30 years old. He's less than a year removed from an ACL. We're not going to try to load this guy up with crazy snap share. Less than 50. He played 48% of the snaps in week number 5, Matt. That is insane to me when you think about the impact that he made on that football game. So I think that is something to keep in mind, too. It's just nuts. It's absolutely, he hasn't cracked 65% snap share yet. What? He's going crazy. It's awesome to see.
He was targeted on, because he only ran 23 routes, sub 70% in terms of route participation. So actually a step back from the week prior. So that means he was targeted on 52% of his routes last night.
Amazing.
Over half the time he's out there. 23 targets, 12 routes. And I love your point about, yeah, like he makes plays in structure. That's obviously great for Drake May, because I think Drake May is really underrated in his ability to work through progressions and like read plays out and work in structure. But there is the creativity aspect of his game, and Diggs has done this before. Like, this is how Stephon Diggs and Josh Allen, you know, I know there's always like a war of credit, you know, right? But that's those two guys. What I loved about that connection was they ascended together. You know, Diggs was already a star receiver in Minnesota, and Josh Allen was already an ascending quarterback the year prior to Stephon Diggs arriving there, because he had gotten Josh Brown and Cole. Geez, I can't believe I just said that, because I love John Brown. John Brown and Cole Beasley. And like he had already kind of taken a micro leap the
elevated
year before.
Those guys.
Like and those guys were elevating him. And then Diggs comes in and they both shoot up to elite status, right? From the public eye. And like the reason that was able to happen was, one, because Stephon Diggs and Josh Allen were obviously great in their own right. Diggs is also always open. He's even open when he's covered, because he has great hands. We saw that last night as well. Underrated in terms of his ability, just catching the football, being at the right spot, and just timing the whole thing, just vice grip hands. So he's open when he's covered, but he's also the best separator. He has the highest success rate versus man coverage. His 2020 season with the Buffalo Bills is still the highest success rate versus man coverage season I've charted since 2014 to current. Like, that's how good of a separator he is. So in structure, he's able to get open. And Josh Allen was the type of quarterback, because I had this conversation with Josh where he told me this. He's like, oh yeah, I tell Steph, like, it's a 7-yard route. You get open at 8 yards. I don't care. Just get open. I'm going to find you the football. So like, that's part of the connection. But the other part of it was, when Josh Allen goes into chaos mode, Diggs knows how to uncover and find grass. And that was obviously evident last night against the Buffalo Bills, where all of that, like that play and what's already happened, like the muscle memory of that is now just perfectly translated into, you know, Diet Coke Josh Allen or whatever, and Drake May. He's kind of on that same trajectory. So we'll see if Drake May ends up being as good as Josh Allen. Obviously, I think he's on an upward trajectory. He's a great quarterback. But yeah, he's already had that moment where he's helped grow a quarterback of this archetype. Now he's doing it again here in New England. I would just say, like, the difference in Steph Diggs' game between, like, what he was at his peak, because I got this question last night, like, okay, you know, you said, like, after he left Buffalo, he was a declining player. Do you kind of still stand mm-hmm. by that? I mean, yes, I do, because Steph Diggs is not like 2021, 2020 Stephon yeah. Diggs, where
right.
he's one of the three best receivers in football. But this is what we always talk about with receiver decline here at Reception Perception, is that guys can be in decline, and sometimes it goes off the cliff. Sometimes it's a steady sort of decline. I think Diggs has actually, in the 2 years since he left Buffalo, not lost anything, really. Like, from the 2023 season to 2024 to now, he's basically stayed that same player, which is a diminished version from the elite player, where right. he was excellent at getting separation on, like, vertical routes on the outside. He's not quite there anymore, but he's awesome at everything else. So you're still able to be a high caliber, I think, number one wide receiver in this role.
Doug. Here we have the Limu Emu in its natural habitat, helping people customize their car insurance and save hundreds with Liberty Mutual. Fascinating. It's accompanied by his natural ally, Doug.
Limu? Is that guy with the binoculars watching us?
Cut the camera. They see us.
Only pay for what you need at LibertyMutual.com.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Savings vary. Underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Excludes Massachusetts.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Reign. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.